Radio City Tour.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Let's do the guide Liverpool with Jay High. Morning to you, Jay.
Good morning, mate. How are we?
Yeah, very good. You? Loads going on this week in terms of the world of entertainment.
Yes, the events have quietened down a little bit this week, but there's tons and tons of music news from local musicians. Kicking off with probably one of the biggest bands to come out of Liverpool in recent years, the Zootons. You like the Zootons?
Yeah, I do like the Zootons,
They're back together.
We're All Lads.
We're All Lads. From all over Liverpool, I think, but back together for a very special reason. A friend of theirs, fellow musician, also actor, Christian Ealy, you'll remember, passed away earlier this year. And the Zootons are coming back for a special gig in memory of him. It's taking place at the Liverpool Guild. It's on Thursday. It is sold out, but I was doing a little bit of digging online last night, and there are a few tickets available if you look hard enough.
What, turn up and... Or online?
I think there's something called Seatwave and a couple of other outlets where you can get a ticket.
Because the demand for stuff like this, when they get a band reunited,
like exactly. Especially if they've also said, which they have said, it will be their last ever gig. But funny enough, you don't know, do you? You know what Dave McCabe's like. Funny enough, I bumped into them on the street when we had a camera guy with us a few months back and obviously got an interview out with them. And I asked them what advice they give to upcoming musicians.
I don't know, don't get caught up.
You know what I'd say? I'd say if you're a band, then you stick together as a band. And if, there's always, if it's a proper band, you know what I mean? You've got to be, together on everything. As long as you stay together as a band and they're strong or whatever.
Don't let one of you spoil everything.
Yeah. Just be together and be, a little unit. And, don't stop. Just keep... If you love it,
Just keep going.
You bumped into them in the street and just said, would you do a quick interview?
I think they'd had a little drink as well. But I don't know what they were talking about there, whether someone's messed things up for them or whatever. But great band, great musicians, great gang of people as well. Abby, Dave and the gang, you'll see them Thursday. All them tunes. They had three top 10 albums, nominated for a Brit Award. They went on tour with the Killers. They've had a massive career. So it'll be good to see them back on stage in Liverpool.
I've got a really funny Zootons story. So I was doing the Liverpool kit launch down at the dock, and there was 3,000 people out there, and we had to go on stage. It was this summer. We went out on stage first. Obviously, the backdrop was the Liver buildings, and one of the first things to do was to introduce Dave McCabe, who was... So I was on stage with Claire Rourke from LFC TV, and Dave McCabe was just standing slightly behind the stage, and alongside him was Robbie Fowler. So you do the big opening, welcome to Liverpool for the kit launch 2016. First up, unfortunately, this bit wasn't streamed. One of our great musical ambassadors of the city, Dave McCabe. Nothing. I was looking around going, where's Dave McCabe? So Claire went, Dave McCabe. And then we stood waiting. So I sort of walked back and peered my head round the side. And he was doing a solo. And he'd obviously got all tangled up in all his wires his guitar. You just had Robbie Fowler laughing his head off. You had Dave McCabe virtually tripping up over all his equipment behind the trying to get out onto the front.
Did he get on?
Yeah, he did, fortunately. And actually, they streamed the whole event, but thank goodness that was the only bit they didn't stream Liverpool website, because Dave McCabe literally just fell out onto the stage.
He's so funny as well. He's a hilarious lad, Dave McCabe. I would have loved to have seen that.
Right, let's move on. What have we got?
X Factor. Have you been watching it? Do you ever watch it?
Yeah, I dip in and out. So that duet, from Liverpool.
There's always a Scouser on X Factor, and this year there's kind of only one proper act that are proper Scousers, and they are Tom and Laura. Tom's from Kirby, Laura's from Everton. Now, these two people need to go all the way. They've got great voices, but a great personality between them as well. They said on stage to Simon Cowell, they don't look like pop stars, but why do you need to be chiselled to be a pop star? I spoke to them yesterday. We got the interview going up soon, and asked them what Simon Cowell was really like.
It's Simon's gig. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
When Simon wants to stop and have a puff of his e-cig.
Was he on the e-cigs?
Yeah. Only so he can smoke in his chair. Right. That's it. But when he says stop, you stop, and that's it. You know what I mean?
He's such a genuinely lovely man.
Oh, yeah.
We seen him at boot camp, and we were walking to the canteen, and we were last to stay behind filming. And the judges were getting tucked to the cars, and the security went to us, can you just wait there a second, please? And they all waved at us, and then Simon realised it was us, and he just was like, oh, it's okay, and come over, and he was just talking to us.
Wow.
And he's genuinely a lovely man.
How do you get access to Tom and Laura?
How do you have that much? DM them on Twitter.
Did you?
But they're through to judges' houses this weekend, and they're going flying off somewhere. I can't say where. X Factor have put loads of blocks on.
Are they all sworn to
say.
Ultimate secrecy?
Well, I don't know if they've got through or they haven't. I'm fingers crossed.
You
that
do
they've got through.
You do know, but you won't say.
I don't know. But X Factor, of course, get in touch with you straight away and tell you what you can and you can't ask and what you can and you can't say. And so, yeah, we'll find out at the weekend when they're at judges' houses with Louis
Walsh. Presumably, if you disobey the rules and you tell anyone and it gets out, then you're sacked
then
off
you're
the
screwed.
TV programme.
Yeah.
Is that right?
The thing is, it's all over the papers anyway. You can Google and find out.
Well, if I Googled, I'd be able to find out whether Tom and Laura got through.
I don't know if you'll find out whether they got through or not. But, yeah, you can find out if, you know.
So closely guarded. They sound very nice people, anyway.
They're lovely
Where are they from?
They're from Everton and Kirby. Lovely, lovely
Morning,
couple.
Morning, Tom and Laura.
And their voices are just amazing. They need to get through. They need a good career in the music industry.
It's funny that you were saying they felt they didn't need to be chiselled.
Yes.
You can guarantee if they get to the final.
Well,
they'll all get chiselled, don't they? It doesn't matter if it's them or anyone else.
I don't know if Tom and Laura will. I don't think they're up for getting chiselled, no. Tom famously loves his Nandos and stuff, and... Yeah, I think they just like being normal.
Right,
people.
Okay. So Tom's going to stick with the Nandos.
Yes.
Let's move on.
Another bit of Liverpool music news. We've mentioned this before. Mike Lowry, great local band, five-piece vocal harmony group from Liverpool. Soul music, R&B music. They've played Glastonbury. They've won a MOBO award. All from Liverpool. Their management's all from Liverpool. And they're now heading off on the biggest thing that they've ever done. They're going on tour with Justin Bieber, and this is how
basically the Justin camp got in touch with our camp, which is just us, and our management, and basically asked if we were interested in doing the Europe leg of his tour. And we were like, oh, we have to check the diary, and you know, and of course, well, we said yeah, and then from then the liaised, and so we were asked by the Justin Bieber thing.
I like the analogy there. It's like if my camp rang your camp, that would be me ringing you. like they said, our camp.
That's what happens every week.
He said our camp, just us.
But it's huge. It's so big. He's the biggest pop star in the world at the moment. And they're going on 37 dates across Europe. It kicks off tomorrow in Stockholm, which is why we've mentioned this. So that to me is them like getting a number one album and a number one single. They've made it now. They've smashed it. And rightly so. They work so hard and they're so talented as well.
A couple of the lads were in yesterday, actually. They were in the studio right next to me. They came in on Dave and Leanne's Breakfast. They look so young.
Yes, they do.
Almost looks like
you want to hear the voices in them,
like superstars, but they are. Christian, one of our producers here on Radio City Talk, I said to him, he's in the music industry. He's in a really good band, and I said,
Kids on Bridges.
Yeah, Kids on Bridges. And I said, do you get lots of money? Because they've supported some big acts.
Yeah.
I said, do you get lots of money for being a support band? He said, no. He said, virtually, your record label will have to pay for you to be on that tour.
Wow.
He said, but you're basically what you get out of it. Is that everyone sees you and all of a sudden that is the platform for you earning mega money. He said, but those bands that support main acts, they're not paid big money at all.
But
I was absolutely amazed.
You know, what they're going to get from that, millions of people are going to see them across Europe. So
makes them, doesn't
their career started, hasn't it?
All right, Super Natalie McCall, we had her in. She was amazing, sang in the studio, and she's appearing where?
She is. She's launching her second album. So Natalie McCall, if you don't know, she went to Lippa. She's a Widnes girl. She's an alt-pop rock singer. She first got noticed when she won a songwriting competition, which was judged by Chris Martin. She's had masterclasses with Paul McCartney. Really, really special talent, this. And from the best city in the world, and she plays Buyers Club on Saturday. This is from her latest album. The album is called The Great Unknown, and this song is called Pins.
I can feel the pins in the lining of the bed we made. You stuck like a splinter in my finger. You know how much damage there is to be done. And so I have to take a hard needle to get in there. Cause you prick and chip away just for fun. Sometimes I think we're like the tortoise and the hare. And I just follow the trail you tread like a thread. And we wove in and we wove out of each other. So close I couldn't see the pattern, but I could feel the pins in the lining of the bed we made. I know there's still an ache.
Natalie McCall. And if you go and see her live, you will witness one of the very best live acts. She was amazing when she sang in here. So the Buyers Club on...
Buyers Club on Saturday, launching her second album. So check it out.
All right. On the guideliverpool.com, what have we got at the moment?
We got loads of coverage from Psychfest last weekend. Of course, backstage at Blood Brothers and news on St. George's Hall Beer Festival, which is happening this weekend.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.